You're listening to WMUK. I'm Rebecca Thiel. Heather Slomski recently published her collection of short fiction, The Lovers Set Down Their Spoons.
Mirek dropped another sugar cube into his cup. As he stirred, he said, "Being alone is not so terrible. You can have more charge of your life when you are alone, not complete charge. No one can have that, just more." His spoon made a soft chime when he set it against his saucer. "But first you must stop being in love. This part is not for fun."
Now living in Minnesota, Slomski got her master's at Western Michigan University, and her work has appeared in Tri-Quarterly, The Normal School, and other publications. WMUK's Zinda A-Star has talked with Slomski about how her stories always seem to revolve around the dinner table.
I didn't even realize how much I write dining scenes until I was putting this collection together. And that became one of the unifying themes, and it also made me realize how much I really enjoy cooking and having a glass of wine, and so my characters do as well. It's kind of a way to extend those fulfillments into my writing.
And what inspires a story idea for you? Because you certainly have a collection of very unique ideas.
I have kind of this general idea of a situation that is holding these characters together, and some imagery, and usually a phrase or a piece of language, kind of these disparate parts. And once I've gathered that or those things come together, then I can start writing, and it just takes off from there.
Your title story, Lovers Set Down the Spoons, is about married people sitting at a table, and over their dinner conversation is about the infidelity that happened. Or there's a story called Neighbors with two very incompatible couples, and one wants to make friends and the other one feels stalked. There's this element of uncomfortableness. Is that something that intrigues you?
Yeah, it really is. And those are probably two of the greatest examples to bring up from the book. I really am interested in how people deal with these difficult relationship situations that people tend to find themselves in, and writing is a good way to do that, just to explore and give these people, these characters, some tight quarters and where they have to face whatever it is that they're facing. That's another one of my primary interests, which is related, of course, as you pointed out, to the dining settings that repeat.
Your final story, which is called Before the Story Ends. Now, when I was in school, they always said, don't write in second person. And that's exactly what you do. You read this story, and again, there's almost a little element of discomfort there, because that writer, you're saying you, it's your parents and how you were conceived. And that's that's really interesting. So talk to us about breaking rules.
Rules, I think I break most rules. I'll get back to the second person in a moment. I break most rules, I think, in terms of, I would say plot isn't one of my primary interests in writing. In some stories, there definitely is a strong plot. But I tend to prioritize imagery and language a bit over plot at some points, but I think that imagery can do a lot of the work that plot does. With second person, I use the second person in the first story and in the last story. And
yeah.
I never really felt like I couldn't use second person. It's more finding a way to use it that's meaningful and it's not just gimmicky, that it adds something to the story, that it seems like the only way you could tell the story.
That was author and WMU graduate Heather Slomski talking to WMUK's Zinda A-Stars. Slomski recently released her book of short fiction, The Lovers Set Down Their Spoons. You can hear the full interview with her on our website. For WMUK, I'm Rebecca Thiel.